Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Snowblowers, backhoes, shovels, and slush and plows, of course. It's official, everyone. At about 50 inches, we've had more snow in the month of January than we usually get all year. First, it was pretty. Then it was disruptive. Now the dirty marshmallow mountains are starting to cause some serious problems for Massachusetts cities and towns. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is here to explain. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, Meghna.
So, before
we get into all of that, I just want to introduce you to a guy that I met in on the Cambridge side of the BU Bridge today as I was walking into work.
Mike Fiorillo.
Can you tell me what you're doing right now?
I'm just heading into work.
On?
On cross-country skis.
How long is the trek?
A few miles. Doesn't take too long.
And this really increases your time?
It's about the same. It's just more fun.
And away he goes.
Seriously, why bother going to the White Mountains when you can just cross the BU Bridge on skis? But actually, Adam, the fact that a guy can cross-country ski to work in Cambridgeport just reflects how much snow we've had piling up out there.
Absolutely. So you can declare all the snow emergencies that you want. You can get people to take their cars up off the street. But ultimately, the plows are just pushing the snow into piles on the side of the road. And because it's been so cold, none of these piles have had any chance to melt down between the snowfalls. So these piles, which the pros call snow berms, have just gotten monstrous. I saw an MBTA bus near my place in Central Square not able to make its turning radius because of the snow, and it had to back up an entire block to go off its route.
So I know that it has been snowing a lot and frequently, but I do wonder, why can't those berms be trucked away somehow?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, though. So back in the day, the city of Boston used to dump snow in the harbor. But then the State Department of Environmental Protection started recommending against that back in 2001.
Lots of salt and chemicals in the snow.
Absolutely. So now the practice is to take the snow to snow farms, so-called because further inland, the towns literally dump the snow into farm fields. But Boston has six sites around the city. Most of them are parking lots, like the Marine Industrial Park on the South Boston waterfront. And city officials tell me that they've got plenty of room at these sites for more snow, but other communities are running into some trouble. So here's Michael Meehan. He's the spokesman for the city of Somerville.
We have a number of limited parks and playgrounds where we can store the snow on basketball courts and whatnot. The problem is we've maxed those out. Fortunately, up in Assembly Square, Federal Realty Investment Trust has this massive multimodal construction project that it's going to be undertaking in the coming years. Right now, it hasn't started, so they've got open space. They called us up and said, hey, we've got these empty lots. If you want to just cart some snow up here and put it up there, that's, you know, fine by us. So that's what we're doing.
So today, Somerville Public Works has a fleet of front-end loaders, and they're out there just chewing up the snow berms and loading the snow into these big triaxle dump trucks that then just head up to the snow farm at Assembly Square.
It is pretty cool that a group volunteered some space for Somerville to dump their snow.
Absolutely. You know, we're seeing a lot of that. So MIT actually just offered up some free space for the city of Cambridge to start up their own little snow farm. And it's a big empty parking lot next to Fort Washington Park. And when something is called a snow farm, you can't just help but go check it out. So that's what I did this morning.
My God. It's not like a mountain. It's more like a ridge. Or it's like a big, frothy wave, like the wave at the head of a tsunami that's just kind of frozen in time. It's kind of terrifying.
And so this parade of orange public works trucks just drove through dumping snow while this guy in a Caterpillar mounded it onto the pile. And it's seriously, Meghna, it's like there's this patch of Antarctica just got dropped in the middle of Cambridge. It's really wild.
And you did take pictures, right?
Absolutely. WBUR.org/Boston.
Okay, so what is all this actually costing cities and towns?
A lot is the short answer. So we called officials across the state today and asked them about their snow budgets, and here's what they told us.
This is Jim Roberto, mayor of the city of Pittsfield. We're already about 50% over budget. Please, God, not too much more snow in Pittsfield.
My name is Dean Mazzarella, mayor of the city of Leominster. Usually we have $500,000 that we have set aside, and we're about $200,000 over that. You know, if this keeps up, we, you know, could triple.
This is Julian Suso, town of Framingham town manager. The current storm that we're now battling with cleanup has certainly taken us well beyond the $1 million spending mark.
Now, to put that in context, Magna, Framingham's select board is projecting the town may have close to a $7 million budget gap next fiscal year. So a million extra dollars on snow is a lot. And this is coming at an awful time for these guys. So Governor Patrick, in his budget proposal he issued yesterday, called for cutting state aid to cities and towns by as much as $65 million. So this winter, all the costs it presents for municipalities with the snow, it's really adding insult to injury.
So as we heard, a lot of mayors and town managers looking up to the heavens and hoping no more.
Let us pray.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
So, speaking of the snow, here's a scene from a suburban home last night. And if you're the parent of a school kid, it might sound a little familiar.
I'm Margo McLennan. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Shrewsbury. I am looking up a snow day calculator that's going to tell me the likelihood that our school will have a snow day tomorrow. You just go to Google and type in snow day calculator, and the first one that you click on Google, you type in your zip code. You have to do the type of school, how many snow days you've had this year, the leniency of administration. It says that tomorrow we have a 72% chance of a snow day because part of the storm has passed, and this prediction may have decreased, which is true. It was 94% this morning.
You were checking this morning.
A lot of people were.
So a lot of people talk about this?
Oh, yeah. On a night like tonight, when the snow day chance isn't that high for tomorrow, people will probably still do their homework. But last week, we were very sure that there was going to be a snow day, so a lot of people just didn't even open their backpacks.
You're going to do your homework, right?
Yeah!
Well, I remember back in my day, I actually had to stay up and listen to the radio for the list of school closings. But it turned out that Margaret actually bet wrong. There was no school today. And you might have recognized her mom's voice in the background as WBUR's own Deborah Becker. So, snow day calculator? Is this what the kids are up to now? WBUR.org's Andrew Phelps is here with more. Hey there, Andrew.
Hi, Meghna.
So who's behind this snow day calculator?
So I was able to call up the creator of the site about an hour ago. We're talking about the big storm last night. He goes, how much snow did you get in Boston? I go, oh, you know, like a foot. He goes, oh, that's what we got here, too, in Watchung, New Jersey. So it's a snow day for me, too. And I'm like, oh, are you a teacher? And then he says, no, I'm a junior in high school. And I couldn't believe it. He's a genius. He wrote the algorithm in sixth grade and has not changed it since.
In sixth grade?
In sixth grade.
Wow.
He was bored one day, he said.
Okay, so, and then you're like, oh my gosh, does it work?
Right. And it seems that it does, yes. There are a lot of happy customers. I asked Sukin if he uses his own site to predict snow days, and here's what he told me.
Yeah, I'm always nervous every time I read the prediction, and I just look at the weather myself. I'm always nervous if it's going to be right. Usually pulls through.
So it's usually right for you, huh?
I don't think it's actually been wrong for my school at all.
It's never been wrong since sixth grade.
Wow, that's actually kind of incredible. So, Andrew, how does it work?
Well, he's a smart kid and won't reveal the secret formula, but it's probably for the best because it sounds very complicated. He says the site automatically pulls data from the National Weather Service and all the usual, you know, snowfall accumulation predictions and such, but takes into account a lot of other factors, adding or subtracting probability based on a mathematical curve for each factor, and that's the point at which I lost him, and I said, I believe you. It sounds great.
So is he going to make any changes? I mean, it's not broken.
I found it hard to believe he hasn't made any tweaks. He says that he gets a lot of feedback from people who give him suggestions, people who want to see radar graphics, that sort of thing. He's always making tweaks to the user interface. But he says, you know, for the most part, the algorithm isn't going to change. He's thinking about maybe putting ads on the site. And I got to say, David Sukin, if you're listening, young man, just heed my advice. Monetize that. You're going to be a millionaire.
You might also think about, David, making up a makeup day calculator to see how many days of summer we're going to lose because of all the snow
days this winter.
WBUR.org's Andrew Phelps, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Listeners, you can also read more from Andrew on the art of snow day calculation on Hubbub. It's WBUR's news blog. Coming up in just a minute, one of the governor's ideas for saving the state money, hire 1,000 lawyers. That's today's talker. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.